Sydney. On February 18, External Affairs Minister S. Jayshankar termed billionaire investor George Soros as an old, rich, opinionated person, who still thinks that his views should determine how the entire world works. People like him think an election is good if the person they want to see wins, and if the election throws up a different outcome, then they will say it is a flawed democracy, and the beauty is that all this is done under the pretense of advocacy of open society, added the External Affairs Minister. Hashtag watch, Mr. Soros is an old, rich, opinionated person sitting in New York who still thinks that his views should determine how the entire world works. Such people actually invest resources in shaping narratives. EAM Dr. S. Jayashankar pic.twitter.com/k99hzf3mgk. NI, at NI, February 18, 2023. S. Jayashankar, who is known for his sharp remarks whether it's national or international issues, hit out to the billionaire investor George Soros over his comments on the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi. The American businessman kicked off his conversation linking out the controversy over Adani Hindenburg Rho. While addressing the session with Australian Minister Chris Brown at the Raisina at Sydney Dialogue, Jayashankar said, Mr. Soros is an old, rich, opinionated person sitting in New York who still thinks that his views should determine how the entire world works. Such people actually invest resources in shaping narratives. At the Munich Security Conference on February 16, Soros in his remarks said, Adani is accused of stock manipulation and his stock collapsed like a house of cards. Modi is silent on the subject, but he will have to answer questions from foreign investors and in parliament. Terming Modi and Adani as close allies, whose fate is intertwined, the 92-year-old billionaire investor said, this will significantly weaken Modi's stranglehold on India's federal government and open the door to push for much-needed institutional reforms. I may be naive, but I expect a democratic revival in India, Soros said in his remarks delivered at the 2023 Munich Security Conference. When I look at my own democracy, I have today a voter turnout, which is unprecedented, electoral outcomes which are decisive, electoral process which is not questioned. We're not one of those countries where after elections, somebody goes to arbitrate in court, said Jayashankar in Sydney on February 18. Also, the External Affairs Minister said that Mr. Soros said India is a democratic country, but he doesn't think the Prime Minister of India is a Democrat. He earlier accused us of planning to strip millions Muslims of their citizenship, which of course didn't happen. It was a ridiculous suggestion. Further, globalization allows seamless opportunities but also allows narratives to be shaped, money to come in, and organizations to get about their agenda, he added. All this is done under the pretense of advocacy of open society of transparency, etc., he said. Hitting out at Soros' comments, Jayashankar said, if you do this kind of scaremongering, millions of people will be deprived of citizenship. It actually does real damage to the societal fabric because somebody out there believes you. You create that kind of fear psychosis. Meanwhile, addressing a press conference in New Delhi on February 17, Union Minister of Women and Child Development Smriti Irani slammed Soros, said that the man who broke the Bank of England and a man who is designated as an economic war criminal has now expressed his desire to break the Indian democracy. BJP lashed out over Soros' comments. She added that Soros wants a government that is pliable to his needs for making his nefarious plans successful. It is evident from his statements that he has pronounced funding over $1 billion to target leaders like PM Modi. This is significant, the minister said during the conference. She said, those who support Soros need to know that democracy has prevailed in India and continues to do so, and as a party worker of the BJP, I can say that these designs to weaken Indian democracy will be met by the might of India under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. With inputs from NI.